Okay, we're running close to time. We're going to bring Barton up and just show a transparency of some very surprising things in speeds on several hundred sides. Mr. Barton Wimble.
Well, with these gentlemen representing the world of high fidelity, low fidelity, and restoration, I'm not going to strand you in my territory, which is probably equivalent to the western frontier of Liechtenstein. My project really was to put 25 hours of early electrical European orchestral discs in broadcast quality form on tape. Now, after technical refurbishing of material, the musical accuracy was absolutely paramount to me, because that's, after all, what my audience over WNYC will be expecting. Though controversy exists over historical pitch, and we do know that, for example, Koussevitzky's pitch was not Stokowski's pitch, necessity dictated to me that if the project was ever going to get off the ground, that A440 had to really be adapted because contemporary American musicians are trained to that standard. And, of course, this was the real problem. General musical scholarship probably agrees that pitch is rising or has risen. And as we all know, a quarter of a tone, sharp or flat, can change a performance, particularly an orchestral performance, but every performance, to a great degree. So I found right away that a pitch pipe and an ability to read music was not nearly enough in these recordings. A conductor's ability to understand orchestral balance, instrumental timbres, and score intricacies was absolutely essential. Fortunately, I live one half block away from Juilliard. I was able to call upon one of their most brilliant students of conducting, and he has actually done most of the pitching, if you will, under my technical auspices. There are a lot of problems in pitching orchestral discs, which I certainly will not go into with the time element, but I think the transparency will show you that the average collector, who after all is in some ways the biggest segment of the record buying and using public, plays most of their early electricals at simply the wrong speed. I really have very little to say more than that, except that I wanted to present this evidence from this study, which, by the way, you will notice that the total of these sides is not 247. And the remaining sides could not be pitched, and this is a totally other problem, because the musical materials were simply not available. If you cannot find a score, you can do your best, but you can really not pitch accurately.
We're going to put up some transparencies of stylus sizes for brown wax, black wax, NAB equalization, and this sort of thing, because the whole idea of this, originally my idea, was to throw these figures out and get a little feedback from you people. And so that's what we're going to do. If you have questions or if you disagree or what have you, then address that to us up here. I have to say that this is my work, okay? Although some of the panel has, we have agreed to not disagree on this last night. That's true. At any rate, this is what we're going to do. We're going to start with Edison and his cylinder business, all right? So let's do that.
Hello.
Now, I guess the panel members better come out front here because they can't see what's going on. Forget these dates, okay, because not too many people agree on that, and I consulted a half a dozen books, and they all said something different, so forget the dates. But what we're looking at here is styli configurations, all right? Now, these styli are made by Expert Pickup, as well as George Alexandrovich. We made button styli, doorknob styli, we made sphericals, we made every kind you can imagine. And we ended up with sort of a combination of a spherical button styli, what I call a button styli, doorknob styli. And this is how it varies. I did it in terms we understand 8 mil, this is a tip radius now, 8 mil to about 20 mil for original brown wax. The Mapleson's track anywhere from 15 to 20 mil, okay? Brown molded wax, again, this varies also according to the condition and what have you. Also, I'd like to mention that there is lateral modulation on all cylinders. We have a setup where we can monitor the right and the left side and so forth in stereo, like we saw before on the slides. But there is lateral modulation. Some of it is usable, some of it is not. It causes tremendous phase problems. I wish I had time to play Wilfred Zahn's Mapleson transfer, because you would hear clearly audible recording of the Faust Trio, but the one that I would play with sounds like it has a screen over it, and that's not caused by his stylus. It's caused by the phase inverter that he uses. So I have that system. I very seldom use it, because we get much better depth cues, we get much better spatiality just transferring it normally without using advanced electronics and what have you. Now, on the black wax, the gold molded runs about the same as the, you'll get some gold molded that'll go down to 4 mil, but on the black wax, that's generally 3.7 to 4.7. And as Joe said, and you heard on the surface content of that black wax, it's pretty bad. The surface noise of a black wax cylinder is very bad. And if it's been played improperly, forget it. You know.
We didn't get to a black wax.
No, I played the surface content of a black wax. The cream of the crop for cylinders is the blue Ambrol cylinder. And they track about 3.7 and 4.7 mil. The diamond disc supposedly tracks at 4.7 mil, and it's hard to judge, because wear is a factor. Groove deformation is a tremendous factor in the playback of these discs. If you had a virgin diamond disc, which it's impossible because they deteriorate chemically, and so there's no virgins left in the diamond disc era, or anywhere else for that matter. The Edison LP tracks at 1 mil. That's a lot of people play Edison LPs improperly, and it's 450 lines per inch. Okay, we're going to go in. Does everybody agree to disagree, or any questions on that? Yes. For playing what?
The V-shaped stylus is used for the V-shaped, the rounded bottom, the lateral cut.
Well, we're not to lateral cut yet.
What I'm saying is that these stylus presumably are U-shaped stylus.
U-shaped, yeah.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is we came. You're talking about the LP, right?
LP, yeah. Don't use the 4.7.
Well, let me just make the statement that most of the lateral modulated discs that we do are done with elliptical truncated styluses or biradial styluses in some cases. Only in basket cases will we use something different. Okay, we'll go to the next transparency.
What do you mean by brown gold?
An original, the singer had to sing if they wanted to make a new recording.
I understand.
Up until a certain point, the singer had to keep singing the same song over and over.
But those aren't molded records.
No, they're not molded. They're originals.
Oh, what? You have the round molded wax there next to 1902. Is that a molded cylinder that was made with brown wax instead of black?
That's my word problem, okay? Oh. 1902 was when he started molding what I believe it was called the gold molded cylinder.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you also have gold molded down in a separate listing there, if I'm confused about it.
Because early ones went at 144 and later ones went at 160. Well, look, okay.
That's where we're confused. Yeah.
It was all gold.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but Bill was saying that there were some Columbia molded records in 1902 that they used the old brown wax.
Yeah, let's go on.
Okay, we only have a few minutes. We started late. Yeah, first time. Okay, this is the famous Wilfred Zahn curve that I plotted, okay? It gives you some sort of an idea of what happens when you record pink noise onto a cylinder and take it off with a dual trace oscilloscope and a spectrum analyzer and what have you. Unfortunately, he only did this for two cylinders, and he only did it on brown wax cylinders. The thing that we did, and he only did it on one machine. So, but he's not too far off, really, from what the work that we've done. Unfortunately, I just got the work. Fessler just completed the recordings, and I came here on Tuesday. I got them. I left the office on Tuesday. I got them at 4:00 on Tuesday, so I couldn't write up a report and all that sort of business. But that will appear in the Ars Journal, hopefully, if they care to publish it. The Edison diamond disc do run at 80 RPM. As you heard from Mr. Wimble, 78 is not exactly a adhered to speed. Many of you know that already, though. Is there any questions on this? And I'll go on to the next thing. This was published in the ESA Journal, 77, 78, I'm not sure which. Okay. Michael Lane and what's the other guy's name? I can't remember the other fellow's name. Don Holmes, right. Have put together a bunch of papers. They do this in L.A., and they've come up with these sizes for stylus selection, okay? Without nitpicking, I would say that this is a pretty good indication of if you wanted to order from Expert, let's say, and you could only afford four styluses or three styluses, you have a Shure cartridge or a Stanton, whatever it is. You write them and tell them what you have, and they'll make you to this or whatever you want. You'll find that most transcriptions were cut two ways. They were cut coarse groove and what they call LP. Coarse groove, it runs a diameter of about 6 mil. So that means you would play, tip radius would be approximately 3 mil. Most of the time you're playing with a little smaller stylus. 3 mil is usually too large because of the deformation of the groove, the deterioration of cellulose nitrate. So a lot of times this is what you would use to play back a transcription, coarse groove transcription, whether it be inside out or outside in, okay? There are some that track very well at 2 mil. Most of these are truncated ellipticals. Can everybody see this, by the way? Am I in anybody's way? Okay, can we go on? Anybody wants to get this information, just see me afterwards or see me in the room. It's 201. There he is again, right? This is the diagram of how that those cylinders that you heard were recorded with that band. And that we're doing quite a number of recordings. Fortunately, we have at R&H, we have a lot of Edison Bell shavables that somebody was nice enough to give us at some point. And if you bake them a little bit and treat them with LAST, which is a liquid archival sound treatment. But Ed Catalano is the guy who developed, the chemist out there did a lot of work for me with brown waxes. He put them in that, the biochemist put them in that thing that spins them around and all the ingredients come apart, centrifuge or whatever. So we have detailed chemical analysis of cylinders, and you'll find that what's been printed about what went into those cylinders is not always kosher, because they all had their little trade secrets, I'm sure, and they put a little spot of that and a spot of this. And he's been able to identify all those little spots. So I didn't think we'd have time to get into chemical analysis of cylinders, so I didn't do that. And this is all that we were able to do transparencies on. So that's it. Thank you very much. Bill Storm would like to say something, okay?
It's tough to be popular, what can I say? In the broadcasting industry in this country, they have something that's called equal time reply. Obviously, it's impossible here. I didn't realize that I was going to get so many shots, but that's great. I think something's going. But I also would like to say that I think Joe, with his broadcasting experience, delivered something in a very smooth and a very slick method, but it did not, but it did not reflect what I wrote. And I think that should be looked at again, I mean, if we're going to be fair about it, because the suggestion was there.
There's the transcript.
I can quote from Bill Storm, too. I have the original there. But rather than get in a long debate about it, if any of you would like to see what I originally wrote, it is not as advertised. And the thing that we're talking about, one of the things you got to bear in mind is that Joe is made a machine. And what I have said... All right, but you're using electrical reproduction. All right, and at the end, the conclusion of the whole thing was, see how I did it. And that's what I'm worried about. Everybody here, all of your recordings I've heard in the last 2 days, is see how I did it. Now, which one of the I's is right? That's the problem in archival work. That's why archival work should not be done with the see how I did it. It should be objective. That's sufficient.
I'm sorry, what? The rest of the tape? If you'd like to hear it, it's fine with me.
No, not here.
No, we've been thrown out. I don't have a tape recorder in 201. Thank you very much.
I'm afraid the questions will have to be fielded at the cocktail party tonight.
Or tomorrow, following the sessions. The tapes that we could not play today can be played tomorrow afternoon during the collector swap or following it at the WUNC studios. Thank you very much. Oh, I meant to mention, Ed Bliss, for those of you who are interested, is in the hospital. His illness has been diagnosed as not serious, and he will be there through the weekend, but he should be better.
People have approached me about limousine service. I'm going to make a call in a few minutes. If there's anybody who wants a limousine service, I volunteered to put down the times of your flight so that they can figure it out. If you come to me, I'll call the information in. It's my dollar.
Hello, get your gun. Back in on the run. I am calling you and me, every son of liberty. Hurry right away, no delay, go today. Make your daddy glad who have had such a lad. And your sweetheart not to find, to be proud their boys in line. Over there, send the water over there. That the boys are coming, the boys are coming. There's run, coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer. Send the water to beware. We'll be over, we are coming over. And we won't come back, it is over there.
Di bravi da me guidato alla vittoria al plauso tu dimenti tu. Fortschritte zu verfolgen, welche im Laufe der letzten Jahrzehnte das Ineinandergreifen von Wissenschaft und Technik erzielt. So war es unter anderem die Zeitsprache des Telegrafen durch die Hörbare des Telefons ergänzt. Und nun gelang es auch, die Phonographen gesprochene Worte bleiben festzuhalten.
indestructible record. On the Bowery, there's a whistling boy, bright and gay, he fills the world with joy. Always whistling to while the time away, from the early morning to the close of day, whistles all the questions that he has to say in this simple, easygoing way. Only an old-fashioned cottage, sung by Manuel Romaine, Edison Records. Today is your birthday, stranger dear. You're old and I'm just eight. Say a laughing laugh to a gray-haired man as they stood at the garden gate. And they say you are rich, said the thoughtless lad, unheeding the tears that fell. As the old man spoke of his childhood days and the home that he loved so well. It's only an old-fashioned cottage with ivy surrounding the door, but it brings back the memories of childhood, which alas will return nevermore. No palace can ever replace it, though humble and poor it may be. It is only an old-fashioned cottage, but it's all the wide world to me. Tu via, tu benigna è per me, e qui le mani tutte morte di sangue. Bello prepietoso a saruzzare fanciulli, a coglier rose, a pregare giù una te, per le sventure. Dunque voi fate dall'amore sicure giustizia le sue sacre armi devote. Thank you.
Doesn't that take you back?
Ah, that reminds me of the dear old school days. Do you remember the day the teacher asked you to give a sentence using the word fascinatedness?
Yes, I do. And I said, my mother has a dress with 10 hooks on it, but she's gotten so fat that she can only fascinate.
You go to the head of the class, Ernie.
Right.
Just a little old school house up on top of the hill. Just a little old school house always gives me a thrill. For I can hear the teacher's command, you close your eyes and hold out your hand. She makes a swing for you and breaks your old rack, and you can hear the gang laughing. Teacher feels like a fool. Someone yells, get the dunce-cap, make her sit on the stool.
I brought an apple one day, teacher kept me after school.
Next day you brought a watermelon, you were no fool.
Come on with me,
come on with me,
come on, you'll see.
Come on with me,
just a little old schoolhouse on top of the hill. Just a little old schoolhouse.
Was making toys all day, so children could be happy when they were all at play. One night when all was quiet, his daily work was done, and the shadow deep fell fast asleep as the toys woke one by one. So it's just in dreams, so to him it seems that his toys have come to light. There's a bugler boy blowing notes of joy and a toy that blows a fight. Is a great big drum going rum-tum-tum to the sound of trampling feet. See the toyman smile as the rank and file come marching up the street. Right in his little workshop, he made them all, it's true. Attention,